John 1, 35 to 51. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Amen.
Apparently, the tune is a Swiss folk song. A Swiss folk song. Just thought I'd let you know that. If you want to, can you yodel? Now, I wonder how you came to be a Christian, or to put another way, how did you meet Jesus? How were you introduced to Jesus? I know some of us were brought up in a Christian family, and some were sent to Sunday school and learned there. But for some of us, it perhaps was by invitation, being invited along to a meeting or to the church. And in today's reading, we hear of five men who became Jesus' followers, his disciples, five of the 12 disciples. And the four of them were really invited to come and see. So we could actually call this passage, "Come and See." Now, the first two disciples are Andrew and John, the author of the Gospel. Now, you think, how do we know it's John? Because he doesn't mention his name. We can just assume it's John because the fact that he never does mention his name in his Gospel. You know, he calls himself the one whom Jesus loves sometimes. But we're fairly safe to assume that it was him. And in their case, you read that they were both followers of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist points Jesus out to them. He says, "Look, the Lamb of God." And as soon as Jesus points John out to them, John points Jesus out to them, they leave John just as he intended them to do. So it's almost, rather than come and see, it was go and see. And they do that straight away and follow Jesus. And then we have the very first words uttered by Jesus in his public ministry. And interestingly, it's a question. He asks them, "What do you want? What do you want?" I think that's an interesting question, first question, isn't it? And perhaps I thought it's one all of us should ask ourselves. What do we want from life? What do we want from Jesus? We really asked ourselves that question. What are we living for? What do we really want out of life? What is most important for us? Well, their reply, say Rabbi, which was the title of respect given by students to teachers and wise men, Rabbi, where are you staying? And then Jesus replied, come and you will see. First, come and see. In other words, come and hear what I have to say. Come and investigate and then make up your own mind. So we find that they go with Jesus and spend the day with him. I find it really sad, isn't it, that so few people actually want to investigate the claims of Jesus today. So many don't read the Bible for themselves anymore. And they think they know what Christianity is all about just from the things that they pick up in the media. And so they have a completely false view of what Christianity is. Most people think it's just, you know, doing their best to be good and nice to others. Well, Andrew, after he's spent the day with Jesus, becomes the first evangelist. And he finds his brother Simon and tells him, we found the Messiah. And he takes Simon to Jesus. So he's really saying to him, come along and meet this Jesus. Come along and see. What a debt we owe to Andrew, don't we? If he hadn't introduced Simon to Jesus, we may have had a completely different story. And I like Andrew because you discover that he was the one who was always introducing others to Jesus. He introduced the boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fish. He introduced the inquiring Greeks to Jesus. He was always introducing others. He was never one of the really close circle. That was Peter, James and John. So his brother, who became Peter, actually was one of that inner circle, but he never seemed to resent it. He was humble and he was loyal. And we discover from tradition, and we don't know how much really is true, but a lot of the traditions came about what these disciples did. According to tradition, he preached in Scythia, along the Black Sea, as far as Kiev. He founded the Sea of, that's Estably, of Byzantium, which later became Constantinople and now Istanbul. He's said to have been crucified at the city of Patras in Greece on an X-shaped cross called a saltire, X-shaped cross, because he deemed himself unworthy to be crucified on the same type of cross as Jesus. And he's now patron saint of Ukraine, Romania, Russia, and of course, Scotland. Yeah. And the St. Andrew's Cross, or saltire, of course, is part of the Union Jack. Some of his bones were supposedly taken to the place that's now known as St. Andrew's in Scotland. And he is patron saint of, quite a list here, singers, spinsters, maidens, fishermen, fishmongers, women waiting to be mothers, gout, and sore throat. There you are. So you can take your pick of those. Quite a good array, isn't it, that one? So, and Andrew brings Simon to Jesus. And the first words of Jesus to Simon are quite strange, aren't they, really? He says, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas. Now, Cephas is simply the Aramaic for the Greek Peter. And I gather that at that time, many did have 2 names. You'd be called one in the native tongue, which friends and family used, and then the other would be a Greek name, because the Greek was spoken. So another example is Thomas. So Thomas is the Aramaic, and Didymus is the Greek, both meaning twin. Now, I always wonder how we would have responded if the first thing Jesus said to us is, I'm going to change your name. Strange thing to happen, isn't it, really? But the thing is, about that change of name, Jesus saw what Peter could become. He saw that he could become a rock. And he says to each of us, I will make you what you have it in you to be. William Barclay gives the wonderful example of Michelangelo speaking about his sculpture. He says that Michelangelo said to someone who was asking what he was doing, I'm releasing the angel imprisoned in this marble. I love that picture. I'm releasing the angel imprisoned in this marble. And that's what Jesus does for us. Releases the angel hidden inside us. Yep, Jesus recognized Simon Peter's weaknesses, but he saw that one day he would become a rock. Now the next one who goes to Jesus is Philip. And in fact, he doesn't go to Jesus. So if you notice the difference, Jesus finds Philip in this case, not the other way round, and says to him, follow me. And this is the only record we have of him in John's Gospel. So why did no one go to Philip and say, come along to Jesus? Well, some of the commentators think that it's probably because he was a quiet, shy man whom no one simply thought of. But because anyway, Jesus knew that no one was going to find Philip, so he goes and finds him himself. And I don't know if you knew this, but apparently Jesus is finding Muslims today. Muslims who have no one to introduce them to Jesus, and he appears to them in dreams and visions. And apparently Muslims put a high regard on dreams and visions. So all over the world where Muslims are, who wouldn't normally come into contact with Jesus, Jesus is going and finding them. So he finds Philip, says, come and follow me. And Philip becomes a second evangelist because he immediately goes and finds his friend Nathanael. He just couldn't keep it to himself. And you notice that Philip bases his appeal to Nathanael on the Old Testament scriptures. He said, this is the one of whom Moses and all the prophets spoke, the Messiah. So from that, it's fairly obvious that both of them, both Philip and Nathanael, knew their scriptures and were expecting a Messiah. Now, we don't hear a lot more of Philip. Jesus did ask him how he was going to feed the 5,000. And Philip also asked Jesus, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. To which Jesus replied, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. So from that question of Philip, we do get an important truth for today, don't we? If we want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Because that's what Jesus was saying. He said, if you want to see God, look at me. Now, this one who Philip found, Nathanael, he came from Cana, which is just 2 miles away from Nazareth. And Nazareth was a dusty little village with a bad reputation at that time. And so hence Nathanael was rather scornful. Can anything good come from Nazareth? To which Philip replies, come and see. There we are again, that invitation again. So Nathanael responds, and as he approaches Jesus, Jesus pronounces on his character. Again, something you wouldn't expect. You are true Israelite in whom there is no guile. Means Jesus knows each one of us better than we think perhaps we do. You could say that when there is no guile, he was saying there's no Jacob in him. And I'll go on to that in a minute. And then Jesus tells him, I saw you under the fig tree. Of course, Nathanael's absolutely amazed, blown away. And as a result, we have this first exclamation of who Jesus is. You're the Son of God, the King of Israel. And then Jesus goes on, you see, and refers to Jacob's dream of heaven being opened and the ladder going up to heaven with the angels ascending and descending. And, of course, that refers to Jacob's dream. And so there's the contrast. You're someone without guile. You're not like Jacob at all. But you're going to see that picture that that Jacob himself saw. He's telling Nathaniel that he was the way to God. Now, when you read the other Gospels, you find that Nathaniel isn't mentioned at all. Not even in the list of the 12 apostles. And I thought, yeah, this seems rather odd. Well, I didn't know this, but most commentators believe that Nathaniel is the same man as the one in the other Gospels called Bartholomew. Did you know that? Nathaniel is Bartholomew? No. Because the name Bartholomew is always linked with Philip in the list of names. And they assume that his full name was Nathaniel Bartholomew. And when you get the word the bar, it means son of. So it's Nathaniel, son of Talmai, you see. There we go. And the tradition is that Nathaniel or Bartholomew went on a mission to India. Other traditions have mentioned Ethiopia, Mesopotamia, Parthia, Egypt, and Armenia. But he is patron saint of Armenia and also of, list, tanners, plasterers, tailors, leather workers, bookbinders, farmers, house painters, butchers, and glove makers. So, another good choice. I don't know how they become patron saints of all these things, but there we go. Well, when we think about each of these five men, all of them were ordinary men. There was nothing particularly special. There was nothing unique about them. They weren't unusually intelligent. But we notice that Jesus speaks differently to each one. He understood what each one of them needed. And that's what he does with us. He deals with us individually, doesn't he? He knows what each one of us needs. And each one of them follows Jesus, spends their time with him, not knowing where he will lead them, what's going to happen in their life. They trust him. They put themselves, place themselves into his hands. Complete trust. Do we trust Jesus like that, or are we prepared to place ourselves in his hands and let him take us where he wants and accepts what he gives us? It was the start of a great journey for these five men who stayed with Jesus throughout their lives and let him transform them. Peter, from being someone so impulsive to being a strong leader, a rock. John, known as the Son of Thunder, becoming the Apostle of Love. The others faithfully following. All of them were there on the day of Pentecost. And the closer we are to Jesus, we know that he changes us. He changes our lives and he can change other lives too. Think how wonderful it would be if we all had the same spirit of Andrew, who was always bringing someone to Jesus. And I asked myself, is there someone I know to whom I could say, come and see? There are people we're hopefully praying for. During our daily lives, we meet lots of different people. Let's be aware of the Spirit speaking to us and perhaps saying to us, we can give an invitation to someone saying, come and see. We have these invitations, of course, to our diamond anniversary. I always carry one or two in my pocket because I think, never know who I might meet. And I actually met someone in the market on Friday, and because I had one, I was able to give it out. So that's one way in which we can invite perhaps someone come along. First of all, to the concert and tea. People always like food, so it's a good way. But I think there are ways of us saying, you know, come and see. Because if people come and really do meet with Jesus, then their lives are changed.